Okay, we're starting on page 380. Give me a short share today. Page 380, Simon Shin Mem, Se'if Vav. If we come towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos, as we know it, Chelek Gimel, maybe around a week and a half or something, I'm not quite sure. Page 380, Simon Shin Mem, Se'if Vav. Okay, we've been speaking about Koifiv and Moichek. Now we're moving on to another malacha of Toife. Chut Shel Tefira. If you have a thread, which is a sewing thread, Shiniftach, that came open. Sometimes you have that if the stitching kind of came open, so just the stitching kind of moves apart, and the thread is now longer than it was, or at least to your, it looks longer. Arthur Lamatra, you can't then pull it taut to close up the seam again, for example. Why? Mishum Teifa, that's in Peshkos Sadiyaf, because of the Malacha of Teifa. You're not sewing here, per se. You're not putting, you know, needle through a fabric or anything like that. You're just pulling it taut what was already sewn in the past and started to come open. If it came open and you pull it taut again and close it up, that is also a malacha deraisa of Teifa. Well, it's Asa Mishum Teifa. It doesn't say Chayev, but it says Asa Mishum Teifa.
What is he doing?
The thread came open from a seam, so he pulled it taut to close up the seam again.
Oh, he closes the seam with the thread that's attached
to it. Yeah, he just pulls it taut to close it, yeah. To pull it taut, hainu, she nispaudu shtei chatichos. So here's the actual explanation. She nispaudu shtei chatichos habeged. The two parts of the beged have come apart. Zemizoi, b'miksas, like a little bit. They're still kind of attached, but they're moved apart. V'chutei atiros nimshochim. And now the threads have kind of come out. V'roitzelim teich v'roishachut kedei lahadik v'lechaben. Now you want to pull one end of the thread in order to tighten it and close it up again. So that is also Mishum Teifa onto page Kusadi Aleph. Va'isa kein chayev chatas. Now the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention as Doisa, he just says Asa, but the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Gemara it's actually Malacha Doisa. You didn't stick any needles in thread, you know, you didn't thread a needle and then put it through and actually connect two pieces of beged, they were connected already, they were just coming apart, and you pulled it taut to bring it back together again. That's a malacha d'oraisa. And that is, though, if you tied a knot at the end of the thread, even though the knot that you tie is not a kesher shel kayama, it's not a permanent knot. But if you pulled it, but you didn't actually make a knot when you pulled it, then that's not a d'oraisa, it's a d'rabbanan. It can't be a deraisa because any deraisa when it actually has a kiyum, it's a davar shenishkayim. One of the conditions of generally of malachos is it has to be a davar shenishkayim. Something that's going to last. Here, if you don't tie a knot, it will not last. It will come open again. Like if you come back a few days later, you'll see it's coming open again. So it would not be a deraisa unless you tied a knot. But if three stitches came open and you pulled it taut to close it again, that would not need a knot because when you pull it tight and you've got three stitches now closed up, that holds a lot longer. So it doesn't need a knot. It holds a lot longer now. Three stitches. Like if you take two pieces of material and you put three stitches through them, when I say stitches, I don't mean what they call stitches now. I mean like an insertion of a needle. If you do it three times, then that already holds even without a knot. So he'd be chayv even for that. Again, to apply that to our case, so if it was coming apart and you pulled it taut, but you closed up three stitches, so that's going to hold for a decent amount of time, that will be a malacha d'oraisa. Okay, so now we're really talking about teifa, the agav nevoe ksastin teifa. Now we're going to explain a bit about teifa. The next sif is also about teifa. Here's some rules about teifa, sewing, for the men and the women who are listening. Ha teifa shtei tefirois chayev. One who sews two stitches is doing a malacha d'oraisa. It's chayev korban chatas. Ushakosha roshei achut mikan. That's kadei shloi tishmai. But if you're only doing two stitches, you have to tie each end with a knot to make sure it doesn't come open. V'afil lo hoya shel kayama. Even if the knot you tie was not a permanent knot, doesn't make a difference. It's v'im hoya shel kayama. Because if he did tie a permanent knot, then chayev gam mishum kosher. Then aside from the problem of sewing, he's also got a different problem called tying a knot. Another malacha that we spent time on in Simon Shin Yudzayin. So if you tie a non-permanent knot, so you've now held the tefira in place, the stitching in place, so that's a malacha d'oraisa of teifa. And if you also, the knot that you tied, the two knots that you tied were permanent knots, then you've done a double malacha. You've done teifa and you've done kosher as well. But we're talking, until now, we've been talking about what makes a person chayev for malacha deraisa. When it comes to what's asa, I mean, drabanon, there are those who say it's asa to put the stitches through, to put two stitches through, even if you didn't tie any knots. Because it has, again, it doesn't obviously last very long, but in the meanwhile, it's holding a little bit, and it's this is drabon, according to Yesh Oimrim, according to some. Valkein oitam anoshim shetoichavim ha kreiz im abeged. I don't know exactly what that is, some type of a clasp or something. People who insert the clasp with the beged, b'machat, b'shteketifois, meaning they connect, sounds like they're kind of attaching the clasp to the fabric with a needle, with two insertions of the needle. Lav shapet avdi, they're not doing the right thing. They're doing most probably an issa drabanan. This is from the Kol Nasanah. Vim asa, meaning he didn't actually tie anything, he didn't hold anything in place, it's just like a temporary thing, it attaches it. That is definitely not the right thing to do. Vim asa sholosh tefiros chayav af b'li kesher, and if he takes three stitches, three insertions, then he's chayav even without tying a knot. Sharei miskayemes atur, because, and this is the reason behind it, we mentioned this already earlier and further up the page, that three stitches will have a kiyum, it will last even without a knot. Okay. Moving on to Siv Zayin, also about Tofer, or that type of thing. Siv Zayin. Oysam shemahadkim habagadim soviv zoyeseihem aladeachut shemoyschin oysam mishadik. People who tighten their garments around their arms in their sleeve with a thread, they pull the thread and it gets taut. People do have nowadays much more commonly have like a cord with some type of thing you pull that goes like through. You know, like the kids like coats or something. You have holes, right? You have like holes which are they got metal rings and the cord goes through and then you pull it tight and you whatever, it's got some type of thing to hold it in place. So here we're talking a much more simple design. It's literally a thread that's going through the garment, and when you pull the thread, it tightens the sleeve, whatever, you know, around the arm. Also, lematchoy elem kain you hanakovim v'chavim ksas. You're not allowed to tighten it unless the holes are a bit wide. And also, you've not only are the holes wide, but they've actually had stitching put around the holes. As you see, like a buttonhole nowadays, it's got stitching to kind of strengthen it, hold it open, that it shouldn't just fray and tear, whatever. So it needs to have that as well. If you want to use those holes in the beged with the thread going through it, the holes are going to have to be large so you can actually see the holes there, and also button, this hole, this buttonhole thing, has actually got stitching to hold it in a circular fashion. Okay, that was the Shulchan Aruch. There's the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Chav Ches. Oysam Shemahadkim, those people who tighten their sleeves, Da'okam Hayaliten Chut B'soich HaBeis Yad She'azoy, they will put a thread through the sleeve of the Ranam, because you raise koi hayamaseach hachut mishadik hatev. But then they want to tighten the sleeve, they would pull the thread and it would get tight around the arm. Sif cotton chof tes, it's only permitted if it's rochavim ksas and mutukonim. Right, if they're a bit, the hole is a bit wide and also fixed up with the stitching. Da'az eino de maklal the tofer, because in that case then pulling the thread is nothing to do with the malach of tofer. The have command the machnis kwasim belulais is like putting putting a clip through a buttonhole, that type of thing. It's like buttoning something. Kevin de Matakein Lazer, but Midus Le Maschoy Le Hatik, set up with a permanent way of making it tighter and looser, pulling it taut and making it tight, because you love Shoy, but Chain Le Vapoise, because you're ready to the them and you loosen it when you want to take it off. It's just normal use of a beged. Vim Ein Mahadko Yofer, Venim Lacha Fa'amila Nichoy Kach La'olam. Now, if he doesn't, when he pulls it, he doesn't pull it so tight, and he just plans on kind of leaving it like that. And sometimes he'll leave it like that permanently, because he can slip his arm in and out even when it's not doing like people do with their shoes. Like if you don't tie your shoes so tight, you can get your shoes on and off without tying and untying them. So here he's kind of not making it so tight, and he just sometimes he'll decide, okay, I'll just leave it there as is. Or lepashto kshimudak, and he's going to take off the garment when it's still tight. He's not going to release the thread. Also lehadgav b'shavta, and that will be asa. Why is it asa? Because now when you tighten it, it's become like a permanent type of tightening, because you've left it there long term. this is also true for people who tie their shoes. Like, if you tying your shoes on Shabbos is mutter because you're going to be untying it in the next 24 hours, or a tie, same story. But if you plan on leaving it tied and just slipping off the shoes, then that means when you tied it originally, it was for a lot longer than just 24, like it was for more than 24 hours. That's at least going to be a drabonon, if not perhaps even gets to a derisa if you leave it there permanently that way. People, again, make their ties on Shabbos and they just like slip off and leave the knot there. That's a problem. same type of idea over here. The cotton lamed betfira, that he fixed that with stitching around the buttonhole. In this case, that's why it's mutter. Onto page 382. Saviv hanekev, stitching around the hole, about the buttonhole. Vaz afilu achut tochov b'machat nekuva. Then even if you have actually inserted the thread using a needle, apparently you leave the needle with an eye, and you put the thread through the eye, and you leave the needle there, connect like and attached to the garment to be able to use it whenever you want to put the thread through the holes. Surely it would still be okay. The aim by Mishum Tiltal, there's also no problem of carrying the needle. It's okay because the hole's wide and it's got a strength around the buttonhole, so it doesn't look like stitching. And it's also not a problem of carrying the needle, because the needle is attached to the fringe, whatever, like the thread, and the thread is attached to the garment, and it never gets taken off. So this needle has become basically part of the garment, and there's no problem of mukse either. Adkan.